Chapter 9. Good Uses. Now that we have explored the four heel steps of taking in the good, let's consider how you can use this practice in different situations and with different issues. Letting good lessons land. Everyday life holds many opportunities to learn something important and shift a bit as a result. Recently, my wife has been telling me I sometimes make her wait, whether it's to leave together in the car or to start a TV program we want to see. After getting through my personal, go away, at being caught and criticized, I know that I don't really want to keep her waiting. So I've been encouraging a feeling of consideration for her inside myself about this issue, giving myself over to this feeling so it will carry me along to the living room the next time we're going to watch some show. More formally, you could be doing a structured activity such as human resources training, prayer, meditation, journaling, yoga, a mindfulness workshop, or psychotherapy. While you're doing this activity, when something really touches you and seems important, take the time to take it in. When the activity ends, use a few moments to let whatever was especially nourishing settle into you and stick to your mental ribs. You can apply the steps of taking in the good to learning any new skill, from using a stick shift to staying cool when a teenager gets hot. The stronger the sensations and emotions related to the skill, and the more you replay the sense of it in your mind, the greater its memory trace will generally be, and the faster you will learn it. Wanting what's good for you. One key to a good life is learning to want the things that are good for you that, honestly, you don't particularly want. For example, I don't want to slog uphill on my treadmill for half an hour, but it's good for me. At work, a person may not naturally want to speak in public, but it could further his or her career to do so. Maybe you sort of want to do something, such as practice the piano daily, but you don't stick with it. Sure, you could grit your teeth and exercise willpower, but this takes deliberate effort that's draining and hard to sustain. Plus, some people naturally have a genetic variation that produces less effective dopamine receptors, so they need a greater sense of reward to avoid running out of motivational gas. On the other hand, if you take in rewarding experiences related to the wants you'd like to encourage, this will make your brain lean in that direction, like the proverbial donkey trying to get the carrot. Using the piano as an example, when you think about playing it, call up a sense of enjoyment and other good feelings about it. While playing, keep refocusing attention on what's pleasant or fun and help these experiences sink in. Right after playing, take in feelings of satisfaction, congratulation, aesthetic pleasure, worth, and happiness. And if you can, be aware of wanting to play the piano while at the same time being aware of the rewards of playing it. This way, the wanting and the rewards will start associating together. These methods are also helpful if you're being caught by a problematic desire, such as drugs, alcohol, overeating, or gambling, and are trying to take a higher road. The powerful rewards of the low road make it hard to appreciate the often milder but more wholesome rewards of the high road. For example, if you give a young child lots of candy, apples stop tasting sweet. So along with other resources, such as being honest about your issue with a close friend, therapy, or AA, use taking in the good to intensify the rewards and thus the attraction of the high road. Suppose you are trying to drink moderately or not at all. When out to dinner with friends, notice how you feel just fine with only one glass of wine. See how good it feels to have an unclouded mind. Feel a sense of worth in staying true to your purpose. Notice any positive reactions from others and let yourself feel respected. When you wake in the morning, feel glad about stopping at one drink. I've heard it said that wisdom is choosing a greater happiness over a lesser one. Over time, repeatedly internalizing rich experiences of the rewards of the greater happiness will gradually help tilt your brain toward it and away from the lesser one.